This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What's goody, Hot Breathiverse? Welcome back to Hot Breath, the show where you learn comedy from the pros. I am, of course, your host, comedian Joel Byers, now for over 400 episodes, all about the craft of comedy to help you become the next generation of self-made comics. So I normally do some long-form interviews and sometimes some short-form interviews. For all you new peeps tuning in from our episode last week with Eva and all about show production, welcome. Thank you to everyone who reached out to me and Eva. She was so thrilled to get your messages, as were I. And I got several messages about this topic today. I'm going to do a Tight 5 podcast, which is like a short, quick podcast just to give you a few tips and then get you on your way and back on the comedy grind. And this is the fundamental step number one of becoming a comedian. A question I've been getting asked a lot lately is, how do you become a comedian? And it's such an interesting question. Mitch Navarro from Kentucky actually reached out with this question, as well as Aiden up in Canada, and several of you have also reached out to me. But it's a very important question, and it made me reflect after I've been doing comedy almost 12 years. Well, how did I start comedy? And it came down to three basic steps. My first step, when I decided to pursue comedy, I always wanted to do comedy. I was a fan of comedy growing up, but I didn't actually try it until my senior year of college when I was about to graduate and was like, well, I have nothing else to lose. Sally Mae took it all, so let me give this the old college try. And then the rest has been just, as soon as I did it once, it's like I took the blue pill in the Matrix and I just became a comedian instantly. But to get to that step is a huge process. It's a huge hurdle that I hopefully can help you overcome today. So my first step in becoming a comedian was to learn. Research the craft. And I did that through researching books. This podcast didn't exist when I started, so I wish I had this resource when I started. But I was reading books. I was watching YouTube videos. I was reading blogs, just trying to learn as much as possible. And there's so many great books out there. I have interviewed on this podcast really every top-notch comedy author there is. If you go on Amazon and search comedy writing, I've basically interviewed every single one of them. And I've created, to help you put all these resources in one place, I've created an Amazon store that's linked in the description of this episode to where you can go and look at all the different books that have helped me level up my own comedy game, especially early on when I was searching for the fundamentals. And what I realized in interviewing these people is that, I haven't really shared my own joke writing process. So what I'm so excited about is I'm actually doing a workshop giveaway. I just launched my first workshop to help you write one-liners. It's called 5 Steps to Funny. And if you're listening to this the week of, which is one of the perks of listening to these episodes early, is I'm doing a giveaway. I'm giving away 3 free workshops called the 5 Steps to Funny that's going to help you transform your ideas into tight punchlines. If that sounds something that would help your comedy, please go into the description of this while you're listening to this and click join the free workshop. And if you're too late, the workshop is still accessible and it's still going to help you out tremendously, and something I wish I had when I started early on. So step one, research. Learn the joke writing fundamentals. What is a setup? What is a punchline? How do I write one? I have an idea. How do I formulate it into a joke? Start with the fundamentals. And a bonus tip here in step one, 1B, if you will, write from a personal place. A lot of comics start off, oh, I want to be George Carlin. I want to have a message. Listen, start with the fundamentals. Crawl before you walk. How can you make your dog funny? How can you make your job funny? Start with the basic fundamentals. But if you start from a personal place, it's going to help you find your voice that much faster. Step number two, my friends. Once you've researched the craft and you've started to learn and you're practicing the fundamentals, find an open mic in your area. There are so many Facebook groups now catered to specific towns. Like almost every city now has like a comedy scene Facebook group. And if you don't, we have a free comedy writing Facebook group where you can post in there, hey, I'm in this town. Anyone know of any open mics? Another great resource is if you don't really have a, quote, comedy scene where you are, another great place to go, karaoke. I've done comedy at karaoke. Music open mics, poetry open mics. There's really no excuse to not try it. And I know it's a scary hurdle, so you're going to try to find every excuse under the sun to actually not do it. But I can tell you, think about how you'll feel afterwards. You're going to feel so relieved. You're going to feel so empowered that you actually conquered that fear. So find any open mic you can, any sort. It doesn't have to be comedy if there's not one around. And just do it. People do Zoom open mics now as well. So if that's a good incremental step to getting on stage, go for it there. I know a lot of people in the Hot Breathiverse actually started writing jokes and then started in the Right 10 Club and then started into Zoom mics and then got on stage. So it can be a gradual process for you as well. But you got to get on stage. That's where you learn the craft. And step number three, preparing for your set. So you're researching the craft, you're finding a place to practice, but now before you go, it's time to prepare for that set. So for me, for instance, you know, I had some comedy writing books. I was learning the joke fundamentals. And then, okay, I'm writing. Where are some open mics? There was a local comedy club that had an open mic. I went, emailed the booker, was like, hey, I'd love to do an open mic. Okay, great. Boom, have a date on the calendar. Having that date on the calendar is going to hold you accountable to actually do this, to not talk yourself out of this. Because I know people, even at shows I host, where they're like, yeah, I'm coming. And then they find an excuse to not do it. So don't find an excuse, find an opportunity in doing your first open mic. And then number three in preparation, for me, this was me walking around my room, rehearsing like a script, like a literal script, word for word. I was prepared to that degree. And I think that's a great place to start. Really look at your set as a script, honestly, because there's so many people who they hear about, like Bill Burr saying, oh, I just write on stage. Yeah, Bill Burr's been doing it over 30 years. All right, let's crawl before we walk here. All right. Yes, you will one day get to that point because you're so brilliant and your gift of comedy is what the world has been missing to solve all of its angst. Step number one, how do you write a setup? How do you write a punchline? Where am I going to practice this fundamental skill I just learned? And how am I going to prepare for it as thoroughly and tediously as possible? Because you're going to be nervous, but the more prepared you are, the less nervous you're going to be. All right? So go forth, my friends. This was just a nice, quick, tight five podcast to get you off the couch and onto the stage. So go forth, learn the fundamentals, go into the link in the description to either join the free workshop giveaway or to just join the workshop because I've interviewed over 400 comics. I've read almost every book under the sun. So this is a distillation of all the information I've gathered over my 12 years of comedy, and I've distilled it into a five-step process to help you write jokes easily and quickly. So I'm excited to connect with you. If you did find this helpful, please reach out to me and let me know what you did find helpful, or let me know, hey, this episode actually helped me get on stage, and let's celebrate that victory together, all right? We're all in this together, comics, and the more we can help each other, the better comedy is going to be for it. So I am so excited for you to take this next step. You finished this podcast, you listened all the way through, so you're committed to actually taking this first leap, and I'm excited to hear how it goes. And until next Monday, I'll see you right here on Hot Breath. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.